it's been a nail-biting wait for the Egyptian electorate as the outcome of the first post-Mubarak election starts to become clear. The first round of voting in Egypt's presidential elections resulted in two polarising candidates going through to the runoff, the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi and Mubarak's last premier, Ahmed Shafik. But for many, it hasn't been a great choice, and as yet the result is too close to call. The definitive result won't come until later in the week. I'm joined from Cairo by journalist David Lynch. David, good morning to you.
Hi, Miles.
First off, do we have any reliable indication of the result at this stage? It does appear that Mohamed Morsi has won, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, it looks like most Egyptians wake this morning to find out that leading member of the Muslim Brotherhood, Mohamed Morsi, is their new president. Already some of his supporters have descended on Tahrir Square this morning to celebrate this fact. Independent, as you said, the official results will not come out till Thursday, but quite reliable independent tallies from, say, independent newspaper Al Masra Al Yom are calling it that Morsi has got 51% of the vote, and his rival, Ahmed Shafik, the candidate most associated with the military here and the old regime, he has been defeated. But the tallies also show a country that's quite divided. Shafik won Cairo, he won Port Said, and he won Luxor, all quite important cities in this country. But Morsi won Giza, which is the area of Cairo on the west bank of the Nile. He won Alexandria, and he won many villages in upper Egypt. So Morsi becomes president in a divided country and also in a constitutional and legal mess.
OK, we'll talk about that in a moment. You're absolutely right there. But what sort of a turnout was there? Because there were significant moves to boycott the election.
There was, but the turnout, well, the unofficial turnout is set at 50%, which is an increase of about 3 or 4% on the first round, which may be surprising considering that there was a quite significant campaign for people who did not want either candidate calling for a boycott. The campaign itself was also extremely negative. It was full of fear and loathing, and it's surprising that even 50% people came out. And also, the last 2 days in Cairo have been blisteringly hot, which even for Egyptians, it was quite difficult to stand outside polling stations. So the turnout, even though it would not be seen as spectacularly high, I think it will be seen as enough to give the results legitimacy.
Now, for many Egyptian voters, particularly the ones involved in Tahrir Square and Egypt's corner of the Arab Spring, it was a bit of a Hobson's choice. Tell us something about the two contestants, particularly the man who looks like emerging as the winner, Mohamed Morsi.
Yes, for especially the people who are involved in the revolution, the youth movement and the youth organisations, the last 3 weeks have been 3 weeks of despair. The choice they had was not so great. You had Ahmed Shafik, who is the candidate of the old regime, and for many people he was seen, a vote for him was seen as a vote for counter-revolution, while a vote for Morsi was a vote for the Muslim Brotherhood, which many people were uncomfortable with. Mohamed Morsi is a long-standing member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He is he's 61. He was born in rural Egypt, and he's an engineer, and he lectured in engineering in the United States early in his career. He actually has a PhD in rocket science, which might be helpful because being president of this country will be as difficult as rocket science, I would think.
So he is a rocket scientist after all. Interesting. Now, it appears, though, from some overnight edicts that whatever the result, the military hasn't gone away and isn't going to. What have they been saying?
Yeah, absolutely not. This has kind of, in some ways, overshadowed the result itself. Two hours after the polls closed, the military leaders here, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, released a statement outlining the powers that the new president will have. And those powers are restrictive in areas of the budget and areas of foreign affairs and war. The military will keep much of their power. Also, the military have taken on the role of legislator because the parliament was disbanded last week by a court ruling. So there's a lot of people here who think that really the military have not gone away, and in some ways this is just that Morsi will not have much power.
And the military has said that the parliament isn't coming back until there is a constitution. Oh, and by the way, we're going to appoint the people who will write the constitution. Is that correct?
Yes, but there is a committee that was set up by the now disbanded parliament that is to write a constitution, and they will set about their work this week. But the military have said if they do not like parts of what they write or what they propose, they will just reject it. So, and there will not be any parliamentary elections until this constitution is written.
And is there an appetite in Egypt to go back to Tahrir Square and finish the job?
That is a tough question to answer. I get the feeling for a lot of people here are tired. Even people amongst the revolutionary movement have had a difficult few months. There's been a number of defeats for the revolutionary movement here. However, with a Mursi victory, I think it's less likely that the revolutionary movement will come out to Tahrir. If Shafiq had won last night, I think there would be people in Tahrir this morning, but they would not be celebrating. They would be angry. So it's hard to predict how the street will move in Cairo, as has been constantly over the last 18 months.
And does Mursi have the power as president, whatever about the will, to turn Egypt into a Muslim state?
At the moment, I would think not, because his power is quite restricted by, obviously, by the military. But this is what a lot of people fear. A lot of people who voted for Shafiq might not have voted for him because they want to return to the old regime, but they're worried about the Muslim Brotherhood. They see the Muslim Brotherhood being in charge as maybe something like Iran. They say that maybe Mursi will not be answerable to the people. He will be answerable to the supreme guide of the Muslim Brotherhood. However, Mursi has made attempts to reach out to the Coptic minority, to Christians here who make up 10%, and he said that he's in favour of a civil state. So you'll have to wait and see.
OK, David, thanks very much for that report. David Lynch there from Cairo.